It does allow you to drop into your body and to bring up what's actually present, which is an amazing thing because it's really easy for us to stay in our heads and analyze and think about and not get in our bodies and feel. So this is one of those techniques. And I also think a lot of anxiety and heightened emotions come from the fact that we don't allow ourselves to feel them. So this is just one of those techniques that help us get embodied and allow for it to have an expression.
Welcome to Imperfect Momming. Our children are constantly looking to us for examples. The term role model doesn't quite cut it here. We are shaping their worldview with every move we make. You see, it's not in the lectures we give or moments where we are actively attempting to teach them. It's in the micro movements we make, the unconscious ways in which we navigate life. We are constantly teaching our children how to show up for themselves, their friends, their future partners, and even their future children. So what can we do to ensure we are raising thoughtful, compassionate, self-aware human beings? We have to become them ourselves. No one is perfect, but we can still all be better, and it starts with self-healing. Let's get to it. Welcome back to Weekly Wisdom for Parents. I'm Alicia Lyons.
I'm Deanna Imad.
And I am Melanie Soloway. We're so thrilled to bring you this Weekly Wisdom lesson today because we just had this wonderful opportunity to practice it in our weekly support group that we do. And it was really a fascinating process. It's called EFT, and Deanna, why don't you just explain what it is, and then we can talk about the experience and then actually give people a chance to learn how to do it and practice.
EFT actually stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. Doesn't that sound great? We all want a little more freedom. It's really a wonderful technique for calming the nervous system. That's what it's primarily used for. And anytime that we're feeling any emotion or anxiety or upset or in the moment, you can actually do this process and it will take it down to a very low number on the scale to allow you to have more freedom in your expression.
And let's face it, guys, like what parents don't need a little, who of us don't need a little more freedom in our experiences, right? And I've heard you explain that this is something that we can teach to our kids.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, there's a lot of studies that show that if kids do this in class together and they have tried this before a test, that the children do much better. They're calmer, they're more relaxed, so they do better. And that's really its primary purpose, is to relax us, to bring us into the green zone, as we refer to it, and to have a better ability to respond to situations instead of react to them. So it's a wonderful process that takes really just a few minutes in some cases to bring the level of intensity of emotion or belief down. So
I do love what Alicia shared about your very first experience doing this, Alicia. So why don't you jump in, and before we even go to the technique, just to set people up for that, what they might expect and then what the difference has been now that you've tried it again.
Sure. I think my first experience with EFT was, it's also called tapping. And that was how I was introduced to it, was it was called tapping, and my coach had me walk through the process, and I just remember feeling like, what is this nonsense? What is the point of it? I don't know what I'm doing. And most of all, the setup phrase is, you know, that even though I'm experiencing whatever I'm experiencing, I love and accept myself, which was how it was phrased with me. For me, I like the way that you phrase it, Deanna, but that the thought of like the I love and accept myself, I had a physical reaction to that, even And I didn't know that that was what was going on. Like I wasn't in tune or aware or, but I remember the feeling of just like, this feels so uncomfortable. And I had all kinds of programming about, I need to know why I'm doing it before I do it. I need to, I need to do it right. I need to understand it. Because if I mess up, then all hell breaks loose, The world falls apart if I mess up something. And so it was just really uncomfortable. And I literally never did it again, even though I bought a certification to learn how to be certified in it, to appease my friend who taught me in the first place. But I never opened the modules because it was just really, really uncomfortable. And I was like, screw this, I'm never doing that again. And so when every time I've heard Deanna talk about it in the back of my head, I'm like rolling my eyes, like, ah, this stupid technique. But we did it today, and I had a totally different experience where I was actually feeling like I was starting to get a headache. And I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, my headache felt like a 4. And by the time we were done, it was about a 1, and it's actually gone away since then. And I thought that was amazing.
Wow,
Yeah,
thanks for sharing that. Oh, good. Thanks for sharing that. Did you want to add something, Mel?
I did. And what I loved was, that it really is a step-by-step process, right? Like there's the first stage, which is what we're going to cover today, just to get us used to it and comfortable, because there are so many people that may have similar experience, right? And I remember when it was a while ago when I first heard about it and I watched it, but I didn't do it. And I was like, oh, that looks really interesting. But the really important part of this is the actual doing, because that's the embodiment piece. And so that's why we want to break it down into these bite-sized pieces in terms of just practicing, because there's the physical part of what we're going to do, but then there's also the verbalizing, saying it out loud, and actually doing it in these, the act, doing all of it so that it becomes part of what is happening in our bodies. And Alicia, I love that you, and I think if I'm not mistaken, did you say the first time you did it, you didn't fully do it, but then today you did? Is that, did I misunderstand that?
I think I did it, but I didn't feel like I was doing it right, and I was judging myself the entire time, and then I never wanted to do it again.
Okay. Love the awareness. So that's amazing. And then,
Okay.
is there a way that you can do it wrong?
I don't think there's a way to do it wrong other than withhold from yourself. Like in that process, just like you said in the first experience, had you gone into this is stupid, and do the tapping while you're saying this is stupid. I don't think I'm doing it right. Tap all that out. This is so, how can this possibly work? What it's like, it's really accessing, it's an awareness exercise. What's present? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? And to allow that to have an expression while you're doing the tapping, it just works in synchronicity to start to lift up any of the emotion and the judgment and misperceptions, right? So we start to come into more of a calm.
And I think you hit the nail on the head of what it was that I actually didn't like was the awareness, because I'd spent so much of my life like running from anything that involved being inside my body and not inside my head. And so just having this conscious awareness and feeling the emotions, and I know it made me cry, and anything that made me cry was just not allowed.
Yeah, it does start to bring up, it does allow you to drop into your body and to bring up what's actually present, which is an amazing thing because it's really easy for us to stay in our heads and analyze and think about and not get in our bodies and feel. So this is one of those techniques. And I also think a lot of anxiety and heightened emotions come from the fact that we don't allow ourselves to feel them. So this is just one of those techniques that help us get embodied and allow it for it to have an expression. And I do love this first part of it. It's called the setup. And the setup is all we're going to do today, a part of this emotional freedom technique, tapping. because it's really so powerful in and of itself. Because if you think about it, when do we ever tell ourselves that we love and appreciate ourselves or accept ourselves? Rarely. I mean, I've worked on that for years, so I try to do that more frequently. But it took many years to start to move towards that possibility of self-loving and self-care. So what today I'm just going to show you this technique, and it basically take the side palm of your hand, and you're just going to take these three fingers, and you're just going to tap on it lightly, just so you can feel it. And what you're going to do is you're going to say, so what am I, check inside, what am I working on? Well, let's just say I'm feeling anxious. So you will say these three statements, and they're going to be identical. And you're going to say, even though I feel very anxious right now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel very anxious right now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel very anxious right now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And that's it. You've now told your body, here's what we're working on. I'm aware that you're feeling anxiety, and I want you to know I'm paying attention. And even though you're feeling that anxiety, you're not that anxiety. And I want you to know that I deeply and completely love and accept you, even with your anxiety. Like, it's like, wow. The body just goes, ah, oh, thank you. Somebody's paying attention. And so anyway, that's just the setup. The other part also that will continue in another series will assist us in clearing even more of that anxiety away. But if you just work on this piece alone, just being present to what you're feeling or thinking, including that in the statement, and then adding, even though I feel this way or think this way, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So.
So Deanna, it could even be like what Alicia, the first time that she was doing that, it could even be like, I think this is really stupid and I don't know why I'm doing this. And I completely and fully love it. What is it? I completely
I deeply and completely
and completely
love
love
and accept myself.
myself. So it could be something, just even a thought, right?
Right.
Belief or a judgment. Okay.
Right. But the attunement is you're telling your body and your mind and your emotions, because that's what we have dominion over right here, right? That I see that you're feeling this way. I see that you're thinking this way. And I want you to know that even though you're feeling and thinking this way, I deeply and completely love and accept you. So, yes.
That is
Give it a
powerful.
try.
Yeah.
And to be continued.
Yeah, you'll go through the, because there's 8 points that you can touch to do it, right? Is the next
Yes.
step of this. So we'll do that maybe next week. We can do that. And we hope that you'll join us for a weekly wisdom lesson next week, which will be posted, and also for the support group. And inside of the support group that we do on Tuesdays at 12 noon, we go live in Zoom virtually. And you can join us through the Facebook group, or how else can somebody join us? Just live through the Facebook
If you
group?
join the Facebook group and join our email, you will get the email and you'll have the link access there. And then when we go live in the Facebook group, we usually post the Zoom link in the comments there.
Right. And then the support group itself isn't, I mean, it's, we do it live, but it's live private. So you can email us at info@raisingenlightenedchildren.com to get that link. And the all of these weekly wisdom lessons are inside of the Facebook group as well. So we hope to see you guys soon and that you'll join us.
And until we meet again, keep healing. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Imperfect Momming. It's time for us to step up and realize that our power is not in trying to shape our children. Our power lies in shaping ourselves into the people we want our children to model themselves after. Don't just do it for your kids, do it for yourself. When you become a more self-aware, compassionate, and confident person, you and everyone around you benefit. For more information about me and my work, visit alishalyons.com. That's Alysia, lyons.com. See you next time.